Salutations, people. Hour two. Hour two, which means it's you.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right. Gotta forgive me. Good music makes me want to get down. Let me go ahead and get some chapstick on so y'all stop chat-chatting that shit up. You know? Your boy dehydrated. Which one do you say? Salutations. We are going to be talking about whatever it is you guys decide to join and talk about. Shout out. What up, Dat Boy? We had, I think, on last time, five guests. Hopefully, we can try to get more. I got all kinds of notes here on paper and like on the computer, so you guys got to give me a second to get a little bit oriented. Good afternoon and salutations. We are going to be talking about probably 5G, Bill Gates, vaccines, and whatever else the gambit of callers decide to call in and talk about. I want to say this real quick, you know, before we go ahead and get started and pull people on, I want to just take the time to say, like, we're not like most pages, bro. And I really like want to credit that to you guys as well, because this is the page and the house that you guys have collectively built. This is something that is a synergistic relationship. And so I think like a lot of pages talk shit because we didn't grow up or glow up the way that most people have. And you guys see us trying to be a little bit more official and legit in how we go about this. And so, when we're doing this, I think people just legit get frustrated because it's like, how dare him? You know, how dare him create something like this? How dare him, you know, not speak what every other conspiracy theorist is speaking about? How dare him not try to do all these extra extra steps? That's all it is. You know, for the majority of the few years that we did this, that's why we pulled on a lot of the pages and a lot of other people that are doing things out there, because, you know, these are other activists, other colleagues, if you will. People involved in what we're doing these days. That's why we do these types of shows, to get you, the audience, on here, because you're equally as important. While it's important to put this information out there, you know, have this kind of analysis, have this discussion more, it's also important to hear, you know, what everybody else thinks, dude. Like, I'm not doing anything special. I'm, as far as I'm concerned, I'm just trying to create like a table that you see here, so we can get people over there talking about stuff, get somebody over there on Skype, maybe get somebody on Zoom, have somebody call us up, talk about things, and that's what I'm trying to do. And so other pages that, you know, sit there and share cute memes and try to talk smack, that's cute and all, but I don't have time for that. I don't want to sound like hysterical or, you know, add a whole bunch of sensationalism behind stuff, but there's a war going on, people are worried, people are scared, and we need to talk about these types of things. We shouldn't be trying to use our page to say, oh, look at how cool I am. We should be trying to have these discussions and open it up. So that's what we're doing. And I think some people kind of get mad at us for doing that. And so all I can really say is, let's try to continue to piss people off by being solutionaries. Let's go ahead and get our first guest on. Okay. Tiffany Irie. Tiffany Irie, let's see if Tiffany joins us. If not, we will go down the line. Oh, maybe. Okay. It says it's connecting, so I'm assuming it is. Okay, Tiff, we're going to have to let you go for the sake of time. We're going to have to let you go. We're going to have to let you go, Tiff. I'm sorry. Send another request. We'll get you in after. We're going to go to my man, Quentin, one of our exclusive members. Quentin, come on and come talk to the people. Let them know. Go to my man, Quentin.
Yo.
What up, what up?
Freedom, what's good, man? Good to see you.
Always good to see you, bro. How are you?
Very good, man. Just finished the workout.
Good.
See, you got a lot of people viewing, man. I appreciate you having me on.
Oh, bro, I appreciate. We don't have to. Thank you for joining. It's always a pleasure. Spit some knowledge to him, Quentin. Talk to him real quick about 6G, 7G, 16. Nano. Educate him real quick.
So, you know what I asked? I asked a lot of people, or everybody really in the exclusive members group. I asked people to send me articles. If you guys see articles about the skin buzzing or tingling, people who have coronavirus have been talking mm-hmm. about their skin tingling mm-hmm. and buzzing. That is a sign that they're being assaulted with 6G technology, terahertz frequency. 6G technology, terahertz bandwidth. Guys, 5G, a lot of people are talking about 5G. China was using 6G. 6G technology, terahertz frequency. It's smaller, it's faster, it can hit you hard, and it won't leave a trace. This is why you saw people standing on the street, just standing there, and they would drop on the mm-hmm. ground like they have been disconnected. All right, it's 6G technology. So when you guys see that, share it with Freedom, pass it on, and he'll share it with me. But guys, that's what that is. That's what that is. So,
well, that's what we were talking. You've been calling this basically since back in January, bro.
Yeah, man.
Like, I don't think this is 5G. This has got to be like 6 or 7G. You've been calling this.
7G they got over in India, you know, and I don't know what's going on. In India, I would assume, you know, because they still are considered a world power, so to speak. They have a very dense population. Mm-hmm. And for whatever reason, they haven't really had, like, the outbreak, or we haven't seen anything like that. So I would imagine if they are to turn on frequency over there, those people would start dropping. They would start dropping like flies because they use 7G over there. And, man, there's people, like, I've seen in Africa, in the UK, in Australia, in China, in Italy, people are burning these 5G towers, man. Yep. You go on YouTube, there's so many towers burning, and that makes me feel good, man. I think the government all across the globe, man, these governments are crapping their pants right now because they didn't think that people would catch on so fast and start reacting, like taking action to what's going on.
The problem is people don't understand the sophistication behind Bill Gates getting a vaccine in you with nanobots, with nanotechnology, altering your biofrequency, leaking that up with 5G so it can have direct access to manipulating you. People can't think about that. So when you're breaking down like that whole process, they're like, oh, no, it's got to be a joke. There's no way that could happen. Well, I can tell you it's already happening and it's evolving. Too.
Yeah, and I understand how people would think like that, but you know, you also got to think we're in the year 2020. Like we're literally, guys, we're in the future. Like we're in the year 2020. Well, so all of those Terminator movies that we were watching back in the 90s, and you know, we're here now. So, and you know, guys, everybody like needs to watch movies, science fiction movies. There's this new movie with Vin Diesel out, this Bloodshot movie. It's all about nanotechnology, all about nanotechnology. And one of the things that they say in there that's going to stop the bad guy, you need a EMF, you need electromagnetic frequency. It's the same thing with the in the Matrix. They needed that to stop the Sentinels. You watch Charlie's Angels. They needed the EMF. You watch the new Terminator movie with this Terminator that's made with this black goo. They needed an EMF to stop it. So guys, in order to beat frequency, you have to fight it with frequency. Mm-hmm. So we need things like an ionizer. We need brass. You need electromagnetic frequencies, anti-nano buckets, anti-nano triangles. You guys can get on YouTube and look this stuff up and start protecting yourself. You know, we live in the days of Noah. I talked to a doctor, and she said, you know, you're making people live in fear, and people are scared. We can only control what we want to control. Well, listen, God gave Noah a vision. He gave Noah clues. Noah didn't sit there and say, oh, yep, I'm scared. I can only control what I can control. He got off his ass. He went to go build an ark, and he found something to protect him and his family. And guys, we got to do the same.
Amen. I agree 1,000% with you. I don't even want to say anything to mess it up. Shoot, bro. What do you want to leave the audience with?
Guys, this world, our governments, our religions, our politics, politicians, our entertainment industry, the athletes, they're run by Zionists, Satanists, Freemasons,
yep,
Sabbatean Frankists, okay? So, like, you have to fight frequency with frequency. You have to fight evil spiritual thinking with positive spiritual beliefs. Guys, when somebody says we got to get connected to God, you got to get into the Word of God, start reading Scripture, don't laugh at them. You really need to be doing this. One of the reasons we're in the position that we're in is we've gotten so far away from God.
Yes.
That now these things that are happening are part of it is his wrath. Did you see that the moon was red over Italy or Rome last night?
I didn't see that.
In the Bible, guys. Yeah. You got to look that up. The locusts flying around, rivers, yep, turning red. This is all in the Bible, guys. So you got to get into the Word. You got to pray. You got to get your spirit right. All right.
That's the plan. I'm definitely, and you know it all the time, Quentin, I'm trying to figure out how to address what's going on, but at the same time, give people like positive solutions so they can start working proactively, so they can have the tools that they need and not be so caught up off of the drama and the nonsense, but at the same time, have the solutions, do the work. So I agree with everything you're saying, brother. Thank you for joining.
No, no problem, man. Thank you for having me.
I'll catch you Friday.
Friday. Yeah.
Friday. Stay safe out there, bro.
All right. Peace.
Later. There he goes. Quentin. Oh, man. I'll tell you, dude, Quentin has been talking to us in the exclusive members chat about 5G, 6G, 7G, nano, all kinds of other stuff, talking about like transhumanism. If you guys join the exclusive members, you guys probably saw it. Quentin came on and proved it. For everybody else, this is where you guys need to join our exclusive membership program, because we have these discussions, and then it has to wait like weeks, months in advance until the information comes out, the public's aware of it, and then everybody else gets it. But we're having these type of discussions behind the scene all the time. So I don't want to make like a shameless plug for exclusive members, but definitely join up. It's like what we're having here, but more targeted, more focused, because people need this. So, yes, I like what Quentin was saying, that we do live in the days of Noah and that God gives us visions and clues. That's it. We have to go do the extra. You see people sitting over on their hands waiting to be saved. It doesn't work like that. You're given this information. I had this revelation the other day. Having wisdom with no action is truly ignorance. So in order for you to have knowledge, you must combine wisdom with action in order to get knowledge. It would be ignorant of you to know better, see better, and to do worse. We got to start doing things. But here, let's go ahead and get our next guest on. Bring that same type of fire. Ooh. Oh, man, that's a toss-up. Let's go ahead and get Transcendent Consciousness on. I like that. That name sounds cool. Transcendent Consciousness.
So I'm on quarantine right now. I don't really care. I just felt that I needed to go ahead and get some things out to the masses, the audience.
Floor okay? is yours.
This is a time where we need to really put aside childish things. There are so many things that have been forced down our throat, so to say, that we have been forced to integrate within us to go ahead and keep us separate, and not even separate from each other, but separate from ultimate source.
Yes.
We are truly spiritual beings having a physical experience. And so to go ahead and maximize on this spiritual experience that we can have during this physical stay that we're doing, this journey that we're on right now, we have to go ahead and reprogram, first deprogram all the programming that we have been conditioned to, and reprogram ourselves, like you were saying about the frequencies and listening to the binaural beats and things like that. These are essential towards us advancing and realigning back with our higher self.
Yes.
There are things that we have innate within us. We've already come here with our mission, our purpose. We know how to self-heal. We've been bamboozled to think otherwise. We've been thought to go ahead and depend on the government, depend on the doctor, depend on the church. And I'm not knocking religion. I am a proud Omniist. I see truth and beauty in all religions, all walks of faith, because it's just different perceptions. We're all fractions of God living this experience.
Yes.
And our ability to perceive allows us to add to the conversation. I'm God incarnate as Bianca, and you're God incarnate as you. But my experience has allowed me to have such a perception that is unique to me, and I can go ahead and share with you. And so it's just God talking to God. We're adding to the collective consciousness. And like you said, it's time we really start to do our part. It is time, because all of the leniency, so to say, is being drawn back, because that veil is lifting.
Yes.
They have done things so systematically, so pristinely, that they've actually beckoned us to wake up.
Yes.
This 5G, this is an agenda. We are getting ready to transition to the 5D. So how can they stop that? Yeah. To go ahead and keep us in this third dimension. And it's not even the third dimension anymore. They have made us revert to the second dimension.
Let me jump on that if I can. I like where your head is at.
Absolutely.
That. With the 5G over the 5D, I like that, because I've been explaining to people that where we're at right now with the tools that we've been given, I call them tools of enslavement, and we're using them as tools of enlightenment, that we're going through a transitional period right now that we're supposed to be undergoing like a massive consciousness awakening, a massive paradigm shift. But they can't have that. And so they gave us technology. They gave us social media. They gave us these devices in order to funnel that evolution, in order to control and filter our growth. I thoroughly believe that's where we're at right now. So when just hearing you explain that, the 5G, the 5D and the 5G,
it goes hand in hand. And the thing is, what people don't realize, see, I'm a psychotherapist, so I've got a unique framework on, a unique perception on how things are going. Everything, there is always a positive negative to everything.
Duality.
Exactly. And so, yes, there are negative, things that are occurring because of this. Really, it's the 5G radiation that is taking people out. And it started systematically to go ahead and target the elderly, those that have attained certain wisdoms in this life, to go ahead and assist us. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, all of this is very systematic.
I hear you.
And they think they're clever, but they're not. And so, like you were saying, the propagation of putting out media and social media and things like that, they weren't prepared for how we were going to turn around and use this. They were not prepared.
Mm-hmm.
And so now you're seeing on people's lives and things like that, people who are trying to disseminate the knowledge, you're seeing that their lives are being tampered with. Their lives are being cut. The things that are happening because they were not prepared for this. So this is just an example of how we are taking our power back.
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying? And I think it's a beautiful thing that so many souls are awakening. So many souls are looking towards finding alignment with themselves, their higher selves. You know, they're not looking for religion gratification. They're looking for a relationship with their ultimate source, which is ultimately themselves.
Yes.
You know, so I'm just thankful that there are individuals such as yourself that are putting out this knowledge for those that are coming out of their deep slumber. Because right now, we're in a drill. This is not the this is not the war. This is a little battle.
Yes.
Okay? And right now, they're trying to test to see how things are going. This is our boot camp. This is our military training right now. Because come the end of the year, there's going to be a time where this kind of dissipates. You know what I'm saying? We're at the peak right now. It's going to dissipate, and then it's going to come back around. And it's going to claim more lives.
The surge, the waves of the coronavirus.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, the coronavirus.
Yeah, I hear you.
But yeah, so this is the time that we really have to go ahead and make sure that our spiritual hygiene is on point. We are surrounded with those that can help fortify us spiritually. Those that can help cultivate the better parts of ourselves, the strength in us. Because at the end of the day, all we're going to have are the fellow light workers and ultimately ourselves. So thank you for taking up that role and spreading the knowledge, the wisdom and the awareness.
Thank you. I definitely like that. I'm gonna pluck that. Spiritual hygiene. I like that. That's real good.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Feel free. Listen, I'm just tapping into frequacies. The knowledge isn't mine to have. It's not mine to hold.
Right.
You know, I'm just tapping in. Source is using me as a conduit. Whatever source wants to go ahead and let the audience know, I'm allowing source to go ahead and let the audience know. So anybody, whatever you guys took from that, whatever nuggets of wisdom you guys took from that, all praise and glory goes back to the ultimate source because it's not me.
Yeah, all praise goes to the Most High. I hear you. Well, I want to say thank you for joining us, Transcendent. Hopefully you can join us again next week.
Absolutely. I look forward to it.
Thank you for gracing us with your blessings. Thank you.
Thank you.
Be safe out there.
Bye-bye.
Powerful. I like that. Spiritual hygiene, because we had a guest last week talk about that, you know, how you don't want to let this lockdown put you in the lockdown. Don't put yourself in lockdown. I like that. Spiritual hygiene. Get yourself cleansed during this time frame. Powerful stuff. Powerful stuff. And that's why we have these types of conversations, because we really do benefit from having an open discussion about what all is going on. Let's go ahead and get our next guest on. Trent Vix, I think is the simple name. Trent Vix. Let's see if we can get him on here. Trent! Okay. I like how this song is starting. Trent.
Oh, what's up, my man?
What's going on, bro?
Yo, I did not know I'd be on the live, bro. That's what's up.
Well, you're on. You're on live. You're live now.
Yes, let's go, dude. I'm a big fan of your page, bro.
Oh, well, thank you for joining us, brother. All right. Where are you calling from, and what would you like to tell the audience?
Minnesota right now. Just got some groceries from the co-op.
Nice.
Shopping healthy like that. Got my dog.
Organic life.
Yeah, so question about 5G. What's up? So are they like setting towers up like all over right now, or what's going on with that?
I'll be honest. We did a show, a series of shows, maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago, that talked about during the lockdown, seeing CenturyLink, seeing Comcast, seeing wireless technicians running around, setting up towers all over the place, setting up mass communications places on towers, on electrical outlets, in neighborhoods, all over the place. The post that we used on the store or on the episode, I think it was in like Minnesota or Michigan or something like that. It used like a school that was locked down and had like a fleet of white vans, all that were there for like internet services, communication services and stuff like that, explaining. And like the dude called the number up. He called up the school at like on the video. He's like, hey, what's up with all these white vans? Why are they outside the school? Does this have to do anything with 5G? As soon as he asked the 5G question, they hang up. So the reason behind saying all that is I thoroughly think that they're kind of rushing to get 5G installed during this time frame. That's why you already see them saying that electrical workers are deemed essential, county workers are deemed essential, and stuff like that. I'm not sure where you're at, but have you seen anything like that? Have you seen like
CenturyLink
or white vans trying to install tech equipment?
That's funny you mentioned that, because I think I saw something where you mentioned something about like white vans and all that. Mm-hmm. And I live out in rural Minnesota, like in the southeast area.
Okay.
And it's funny, like out in the country roads, I'd be driving around and stuff, and I'd be seeing, you know, white vans, like doing electrical work, and it's like suspicious to me, because I'm like trying to notice if they put any like new things on the, you know, telephone poles or any new towers up or anything like that.
One of the weird questions I got this week was somebody saying, "Does anyone else feel like the TV is on, but you don't have a TV? So while you're talking about like these 5G towers being put up or these technicians, have you felt like an increase in static, an increase like in electrification? Have you felt like any kind of weird difference in the energy levels while these people have been out or versus beforehand?"
You know, it's hard to say. You could say that, I feel like, but I mean, it hasn't been like a huge difference where I would be like, yeah, it's a for sure thing, you know? So that's why it's like hard to say.
And what about, I know this might sound like a silly question, but what about like anxiety? What about like your heart rate? What about like anything strange like that? Anything kind of like abnormal? Like, have you noticed anything with your body going on during this time frame?
I mean, like trouble sleeping, you know, and maybe like increase in heart rate sometimes, you know, but like I know a lot of people have been having trouble sleeping around here lately.
Kind of like panic attacks or just like just general anxiety because of like the situation and stuff like this?
Maybe a little bit of everything, you know? Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't want to grill you. I mean, you're the guest.
yeah.
You see, was there anything else that you wanted me to go in on? Because, I mean, I could...
Right. Let's see. All right. So, like, I went to school to be a teacher, okay? And so I'm, like, wondering, like, with this, like, mandatory vaccines, like, if I choose, you know, to not take it, like, what's going to be the outcome for people who, like, maybe, like, choose to not take a vaccine? Like, you know, like, will I be able to teach in the schools, you know, something like that?
I'm not sure, bro. You know, every state is different. I know in California they have SB 277 and SB 276 where they have required vaccinations for people who are working with children and things like that. You said you're out there in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if they'll have a situation like that out there, but I think that might end up steamrolling that way. I think your best bet might to be looking into like homeschooling or something like that, or even trying to get into like online courses, because if you're going to be in a public place and exposed to them, they're going to want to make sure that your health is secured by whatever they provide to you, man. So all I can say is be careful.
Definitely. Well, hey, do you have any like, what's your biggest advice like throughout this time? Like what should I be doing throughout this time?
You know, I know this is going to sound silly, man, but don't pay attention to the page too much. You know, as much as everything's going on, like take a step back. Like I keep trying to say, everybody's state, everybody's city, everybody's situation is different. It's good to be informed, but don't get so overwhelmed and informed that you like start craving more information, start coming up with scenarios in your head that's unnecessary, and start filling up your brain with stuff you don't need to. Be informed, but at the same time, like, be cautious. So don't get overwhelmed. Just, you know, literally talk yourself through it, man. Work through all these things, because it's not going to get easy. But figuring out how to, like, build that mental temperance or that willpower so you can withstand it, it'll be a lot easier. That's all I can recommend, man.
Big time. Feel that. Hey, last random question for you. What's your thoughts on, David Icke's got that conspiracy about the reptilians. What do you think about that?
Oh, bro, dude. I have been believed in reptilians, man. People think that just because we're over here trying to be all professional and stuff that we don't believe in reptilians. Hell yeah, bro. Mm-hmm. Like,
oh yeah.
I remember whenever I had on Jay of Truth is Our Religion, and we talked about Flat Earth and all that other nonsense. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm way more of a believer in the inner Earth theory and, like, subterranean caverns with reptilians that have been there for, like, centuries. I'm way more in alignment with that than Flat Earth. And I know that sounds silly, but hell yeah, man.
That's awesome.
I can say is yes. All I can say is yes.
Big time, big time. Heck yeah. Shoot, what's some of the best ways to raise my energy frequency right now, my vibrations? Like, what's some of the best ways?
Are you gardening? Are you gardening? Or, I know this sounds silly, but do you ever take a book and go read out in nature?
I'd be sitting out in nature a lot. Yeah, reading's good. Yeah, I should get on that.
And what about getting your diet under control? Are you trying to, like, you know, catch cravings, catch, like, certain urges? Like, everybody, I know everybody's out there smoking and drinking these days as, like, a coping mechanism. Are you catching yourself from coping? Like, are you catching yourself coping, or are you trying to find crutches?
You know, I'm trying to stay as healthy as I can during this time, you know, and try to been on that for like a year or two now. So I'm trying to just stay with that.
Dude, that's all you can do is get a simple routine and start compounding on it. You'll begin to see what you allow to happen in your life, what you make time for. You make time for nonsense, or you either make time for progress. You get me?
For sure, yeah.
And that's the difference, is make time for progress and give yourself the successful space that you need to flourish. You get me?
I got you, bro.
All right, man.
Hey, thanks for having me on your show, dude. That's a big time honor.
Oh, bro, thank you for requesting, and I hope you join us next week.
All right, yep, will do. Thanks,
man. Be safe out there.
Yes, sir.
There he goes.
Yes, sir.
Trent, there he goes. Trent Vicks. We are at three callers. Some people told me to put like a timer on. I'm not that type of person. I want to give people a platform and let them speak about everything that they need to. And this is why we do these type of shows. And that was, I like those kinds of conversations because it's, you know, and that's how the show is formed, is by not like an interview type deal format, but it's where we just have people on and we talk about these types of things back and forth. I feel like people will learn more through conversation instead of deliberate discussions and deliberate debates. And so that's all we're here to do, is to have a discussion and a conversation about everything we see going on. You see? So let's go ahead and get, let's see if I say this right. I am AJ Lloyd. Let's see. I am. Maybe I said that right.
Yo, what's up with you?
Lloyd, what's going on, AJ?
Chilling, dog.
How are you, bro?
Pretty good. I'm calling from Paris. We're on lockdown here. So
Paris.
Shit sucks.
Oh, wow. So how long have you been in Paris? You're basically locked there.
Yeah. So I had really good parents who told me to avoid debt at a very young age. And
good.
I'm pretty liberal when it comes to libertarian, I guess.
You're good.
So, but yeah, like I grew up in a different political sphere, but Europe is a pretty good place to go to school. I paid like 500 euros for debt, so like for like tuition. So like I graduated with like $1,500 in debt.
Wow.
Which means like nothing.
Oh my God, dude.
Yeah, so I did my undergrad here and I did my master's here before I dropped out and started a company last year.
You tell people that stuff out here, bro. Like, I'm telling you, like, Americans
yeah,
right now, we are so not on our shit. And I'm just here to say that.
Like, I do. I help do consulting as well. Actually, one of my clients just got into Berkeley and Columbia today. So I do help people get into that system if they want to, but I do let them know their options as well. But she was French, so she wants to go into America for engineering and stuff.
Well, shoot, sounds like you should be educating me, AJ. Why are you calling in?
Yeah. So I've actually been following you for a few weeks. I have a tech startup, and I also do things, you know, in the creative space, whether it be fashion or, you know, art, design. So
nice.
Interesting enough, I mean, the thing about it is I love your page. I do think that we should be pushing. It's understanding that there's going to be an acceptance that things are inevitable. And yes. So it's not trying to push back on the inevitable, but trying to make sure that you're adapting. So, for example, 5G is already here. Like, I build infrastructure. Or I create strategies for infrastructure for developing countries, developed countries, you know, with ties to UN, ties to like international organizations. Yeah, there are powers that be that move a lot of shit. But like, also, like, the thing is, if you're manifesting and you're doing the right thing, like, you want to be positioning yourself to be in that situation. And this is something that people don't really talk about, because everyone says, like, okay, the system's bad. But, like, system's bad because older generations, like, have made it bad, but like, we're the new generation.
Let me just, yes, because I love everything you're saying right there. Let me just interject real quick. I've been trying to explain this to people. Mm-hmm. This is why we have to have this a conversation about solutions, actions, and different things that we need to take, because they're trying to have us on a certain trajectory. They have us on a certain pathway. But if we begin to have like an actual discussion about what's going on, what are our solutions, what can we actually do, that mm-hmm. trajectory they have us on, we can either put us where we need to be, or alter basically that trajectory. Does that make sense? In order for us to have an actual chance, we can't go along with this. We have to resist. And so when it comes to CBD oil, anti-EMF radiation clothing, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. getting even your health under control, different things like that. These are the tools that we have at our disposal, but because we don't look at it at that sense as if it's an actual war, we just go along with these types of things.
So I respectfully don't disagree, but I also think that there are just certain things that are mutually inclusive. So, like, there's certain contracts that people try to dichotomize, right? And so that's not how the life, like, things are not as black and white as you think they are. So the thing about it is, and I remember Transcendent Consciousness, she spoke a lot about it earlier, but the thing is, I mean, from her, she's looking at it from a latent variable. So there are things under the hood that you can't quantify. And so being able to quantify those things means you have to be in that system to understand. And that's how you quantify things that are qualifiable or qualitative variables. To maybe expound on this, things like 5G, like I said, like how I do the past, I actually did a little stint for the UN. And basically, I can tell you my side story, because I remember when I first started following you a few months ago, I was like going crazy. I was like, who the hell is this guy? This guy's like plugged in. And what you were talking about versus like what we were like, what are happening behind closed doors is basically in parallel. And I can confirm that for you. And you know, if I disappear,
please do so.
You don't know why.
Please do so.
Yeah. So the thing about it is, interesting enough, so I was representing a country. I can't really talk about what country, but I was representing a country, and I was on the forum for ICT, which is information communication technology. And so ICT basically deals with any infrastructure from the base. So we'll talk about like cloud infrastructure. So think Microsoft, Amazon, Oracle. Then after that, you have like IoT or Internet of Things. Then you have like blockchain, right? Decentralized ledger technology. Just middleware, right? Middleware technology that helps get, you know, information, transaction, product, services. On top of that, you have like AI. So that's what you can measure, the data that's going through that infrastructure. And on top of that, you have maybe in like 10 years from now, maybe in 5 to 7 years, you might have, you start seeing.
Boy, AJ, I gotta stop you, bro.
Quantum computing.
You're smart. I can tell you're smart. You are a smart man. I can tell. And we could go on this like forever. Mm-hmm. I want to stop you right there to see if I can try to pivot your mindset with the time frame that we have, because I want to get other people on. Talk more about like the solutions, because it seems like
you're a lot
of stuff. Yeah. If you can, try to drill down on some of the solutions.
Yeah, so I was giving you, what I'm explaining to you is that you have a house, right? And in that house, you have certain rooms. So I was explaining the rooms, mm-hmm. but that infrastructure still remains. And to approach something empirically, you have to still understand that. So forgive me for being, you know, digressing, but I was just trying to explain. So now you have this house, right? Inside that house, you have countries like China and Russia, right? Everyone's in that room voting on those things. So currently it was AI, right? And interestingly enough, I was the only one, I mean, I was the youngest person in the room by, you know, two, three generations. Not that many people. I was in a developing country, so they didn't have enough, you know, resources. So they kind of reached out to the people in the diaspora, right? That gives you a hint on some of the countries I was working with. And something like interesting enough was Russia and China were leading the talks on AI, and the resolutions that were coming in, the amendments that were happening, like, and I, you know, I raised, you know, point of order to the chair, and I was like, listen, like, we're not talking about artificial general intelligence. We're not talking about the ability for algorithms to create and act as humans. And when you have like my tech company, the reason why I started a startup is because I had a question.
Just to interject real quick. So we're not talking about artificial general intelligence. We're talking about artificial, like, superior intelligence.
So
like
advanced AI. Yeah. So there's like AI, and then AGI is basically the next wave. So if this is like the curve, AI is right here. We're currently not at AGI. AGI is like Neuralink will probably push us to that point. I have some friends, the CEO of Neuralink, he's like a friend, he's the neighbor of a friend of mine. So I'll see if I can get him on your show. If you want,
that would be perfect.
I don't know how, like, you know, how non-busy he is, but when you're working with Elon, but interesting enough, the like talk wasn't like I asked to put amendments for AGI, because the thing is you basically have UN has this every 2 years. So that means anything that happens within the next 2 years, if it's exploitative towards people who are less advantaged or organizations who are less advantaged, take like an international organization that might have 5 to 7 billion data points on all of people's data. You can build a neural network, a convolutional neural network, take all the visual data from people and exploit it to build algorithms that are extremely exploitative, and can be used in negative or positive, right? Solutions. So people like Clearview, you might've heard companies like that. Clearview AI, you know, funded by Peter Thiel, investor in Facebook, the first investor. That's, you know, a neutral / positive, could be negative, using, you know, facial data to recognize and help law enforcement. Then you have like international, super, super heavy companies or countries, sorry, like China and Russia, who are like building and pushing for these fucking like initiatives without like, any problems? Nope. Moving on, right?
And so are you saying that we need like a kind of like a, I don't want to say, we need like a pro-human, like a pro-human AI? Are you saying that
you need to be able to, this is what I'm saying, you need to have people like us who are in the system already, like who understand how to think, at least not subjectively, but objectively without the system as well as within. And so that's why I say, like, for me, I personally would, I would advocate for tech, for chips and people. It's already happening. It's not like that shit's new. You go to Sweden right now, in Europe, in America, you guys are in this bubble. I'm American, you know, I grew up on the East Coast. But when you get out there and you like start, I mean, I've traveled to China, Asia, like literally around the world, for work and, you know, whatever. And it's like, things are like already moving. Like, I'm telling you, where you're talking about has been done 5 years ago by China. So like, the thing is, that shit's already there. You might as well be the person who's good enough to get it done. So, and this is what I like want to advocate. I mean, that's basically it. Like, Bill Gates, you know, I don't know. Like, you know, would I get vaccinated by his vaccines?
That's skeptical.
But like, that's just inevitable. Sweden's already doing it. They're already doing use cases. And so you know, you basically want to have your company there. And if you have the good morals, if you have good principles and values, and you don't need the money from outside investors, you can definitely make a bigger change and have better biometrics for people who are underserved, instead of like exploiting them.
Trent, AJ, I'm going to have you back on, bro, because everything you just said, like, I understood, but this is definitely like not something to have somebody come on and just like mention real quick.
Yeah, absolutely. No,
bro. Like, you're keyed in on some other stuff. You're in those meetings that I'm having to do research about. So I'm going to have you like on Like, we're going to have to talk after this show about this stuff, because it seems like you're heated on a lot of stuff.
Yeah, so. I'm basically working 20 hours a day. I'm working on a solution for coronavirus right now, so not a vaccine or anything, but just, like, providing materials for people in governments and stuff. So if you, like, follow me or something, I'll send you a message.
Okay. I'll put your page in the description bar after this.
Yeah, for sure.
For sure, we're definitely going to have you back on, AJ.
Be safe. Take care, bro. Like, there's people
before out. I let you go, because you seem to be keyed in on a lot of stuff. Yeah. What do you want to leave the audio with?
Honestly, this is a time. I mean, I've got family, currently recovering. I have friends who are affected. I just talked to you right now, a friend who just said she has to go to a funeral. Paris is, like, a fucking socialist country, right? So, like they don't know what the fuck they're doing. So, just be safe, be smart. Like, people don't understand what, like, statistics are. So they, do what they want. But flattening the curve is still mutually inclusive of you getting coronavirus and dying because you're stupid. So, if you can avoid public places, do it. If you can order stuff online, do it from home, do it. If you can stay away from people who you think can get hurt or be affected, stay away. And then just, like, ride it out. We can't do anything until, like, we're stuck. You know what I'm saying? So let's just, like, ride the shit out and then, like, figure it out. Transcendent consciousness. She already said they put a tool in our hands and they thought we were just going to be, be the dummies. We're not our parents, So at the end of the day, move forward.
I love where your head's at, bro. Well, I'll talk to you soon. All right, bro. Stay strong and safe out there.
Cheers, man.
Yeah. There he goes. AJ Boyd. That was a smart man. That dude was smart as shit. I'm not going to lie. Like, I know people over here wanted to hear some New World Order nonsense. That dude was smart as shit. Like, real talk. He was keyed in on some other stuff. That dude was smart. And the realest thing I can say about that call right there is he's telling you that, look, there are countries already that are behind 5G, 6G, 7G. We've had guests on that just talked about it right there. Quentin talked about it. They already got implantable microchips. You got Elon Musk trying to hurry up and give you his gift of the Neuralink. What that previous caller was talking to you about is where we don't want to go. He's already talking about they already have the brain chips. They're already rolling this stuff out. You want to go ahead and get ahead of this, before you have somebody else have access to your chip. Like think about this. And I know this is just like, this is like where we're at here in 2020. Like, say you get like a brain chip. Say you get like a Elon Musk's brain to machine neural interlink or neural face, his interface. Say somebody over there in China hijacks it, hacks it. Guess what? You're just controlled. But because we don't have like our own American infrastructure, we don't have our own American 5G, our own American, Internet of Things, this, that, and the third. We don't understand like the other aspects of this warfare that's going on. The cyber warfare is happening. The evolution of warfare is very real. So that dude that we just had on, smart as shit. Smart as fuck. Smarter than me. I will not lie. Dude's super smart. We're going to have him on. We might have to do like a separate transmission where we just let him have the floor and talk about it, because he knows a lot. He knows a lot. Over there talking about how, again, behind closed door conversations, confirming what I already knew, that Russia and China are leading the debate and the discussion when it comes to AI. And we are not involved. When you got Apple and Google going over there to China, having access to our data, nobody really thinks about that. Your data is going over to people who could care less about you, but we're not having conversations about that. So, AJ, thank you for joining. Definitely thank you for joining and gracing the audience with that, because that's some stuff that people really aren't ready to have a conversation on. Wow. We got a time for one more guest. Wow. Crazy. We got time for one more guest. And then we are going to close out this transmission. We really have about like 10 minutes left. I like this guy. This person's name, Kingpin Guapo. Guapo. Okay. I like your name. but I gotta let you go, Kingpin.
Yo,
are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I didn't even know I was gonna get in the live.
But you're here now. You're with us.
Yeah, what's up?
A little bit of everything, man. How are you?
I'm good. I'm at work, actually.
Oh, well, I'll try not to keep you. Where are you calling from, and what do you want to leave the audience with?
I'm calling from Columbus, but I mean, you really need to let everybody know. I know you got, like, y'all trying to, man, this is crazy. I know you're trying to, like, give everybody knowledge on the 5G and everything, but you really need to push that.
Push what?
Like believing in God and everything.
I'm working on it. I'm definitely working on it.
I kind of got stuck for a minute.
Talk to me about it real quick.
Yeah, like those don't you know, but like the reptilians that other dude was talking about?
Yes, sir.
Those are fallen angels. You heard about the fallen angels, right?
Yes, sir. Dark entities.
Yeah, that's what I think that is.
It is. But, I mean, you got to think, one-third of the angels in heaven rebelling. But they didn't even talk about when they fell, the acts that they did, mating with terrestrial women, mating with females, and then producing giants, producing mutants, producing chimeras, producing offspring, strange offspring. People don't think about that. And it's in the Bible, too. That's what's crazy about it. So I agree.
Yeah, I kind of had a lot of stuff to talk to you about, but I was just working for a minute, and I ain't even expect to like get on the live or anything.
You're all good, man. I'm sorry to put you on the spot.
I just came back, and I was just listening to the other dude. I was really confused on what he was saying for real. I was really confused.
He's a super smart dude. He was breaking down basically transhumanism. Integrating man with machine and like all the other closed door conversations that are happening right now, but it's just because of how we've talked about all kinds of stuff beforehand. He came on and it was just he's a very smart dude. That's all I can say. He's a very smart dude. We're gonna have to have him back on because everything he's saying is 1,000%. He's talking about the other part of this agenda. But Guapo, what do you want to leave the audience with?
I really just like don't worry about all that 5G because all this is temporary and heaven and hell is eternal. So just pick which side you want to go on because heaven and hell is real. Yeah, that's it.
I agree. Well, thank you for joining us, bro. You be safe out there.
Yeah, you too.
Later. There you go, Kingpin Guapo. There you go. Oh, do we have time? Can we might be able to squeeze in like one more. We might be able to squeeze in one more phone call. You know, and as Kingpin said, I'm trying to bring up the importance and the necessity of like religion, spirituality, recognizing like the divinity within you, the other aspects, you know, of humanity that are out there and why we can't let technology and all this other nonsense smother us. You see, there are greater aspects to humanity and it's all written there. We just have to remember it. Like, this is why we do the work. But let's go ahead and get one more guest in, Stephanie Morrell. Let's see if she can take us over the top. Stephanie.
Hi.
Hey, Stephanie.
Oh my goodness, this is my first time being on live. And
well, I don't mean to put you on the spot.
I read a lot of your posts and people ask me where I get information on like current events and stuff. Like I actually get it off Instagram sometimes. Which sounds
like sometimes we're like a week or two in advance.
No,
that's why we do it.
Is that your posts, like you put actually where you get the information from, and you can see that it's actual events really going on, and that, you know, you can back it up when, if you research, but the things you're posting, you have to search really deep for to find it.
Well, that's the problem with how things are set up today, is it's so much, so many different things are happening, and it's happened so fast that they don't expect people to go out and go research them.
And it is hard to find nowadays with the censoring of the internet, I would say. I used to be able to find, I guess, alternative news kind of things, and now it feels like it's all censored. It's you have to search and search and search, and then if something is labeled a conspiracy, they just take it down.
Well, I know. All last year, Facebook went through and deleted all kinds of information about vaccines, about holistic treatments.
Yeah.
And even news before that, doctors being killed.
Yeah.
And this is the type of stuff that needs to be put out there, but we can't talk about it because of the censorship.
Yeah. And it sucks that it's like that, but I think it's just going to get worse with 5G. And I'm just wondering, do you think that this whole thing is a way of China trying to push 5G? Because yes. I don't know if it was your article that said they were withholding supplies.
Yes. We talked about that just last week, that China was withholding that the French president, Emmanuel Macron, had requested medical supplies from Xi Jinping, and Xi Jinping tried to leverage the medical supplies, saying, hey, we'll give you masks, we'll give you ventilators if you take our 5G.
And I'm just going to put my headphones in. So that's the only country that you saw that in?
So far, yes.
Okay. Because I also knew they were trying to withhold supplies from us or something, which I didn't know if you knew anything more about that.
I know. I think it was last week we had supplies from China come in. And then we had supplies come in from China. I know the UK got contaminated test kits from China, but I think the supplies that we got from China are basically quarantined at the moment because of what was going on last week. So they are trying to send out supplies, but because of how shady they are with this whole situation, it's not being immediately delivered to the people. And so that's why you have people like Senator Tom Cotton, who's introducing bills to remove our dependency upon China for both pharmaceuticals and medical supplies. So they did try to send us a gift. We just haven't fully accepted it yet.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. I also wanted to ask you, well, just everyone in general, what do you guys think about the virus? Like, do you think it's as bad as they're saying it is? Do you think they're kind of playing it up? Because I don't know anyone who has it at all, not one single person. And it's really weird that all these celebrities have it, but I don't know anyone who knows anyone that has it.
I mean, have you seen the pictures and the videos of empty hospitals all around America, and nobody's actually being tested other than celebrities, people that can pay for it, all kinds of other shady things. So I haven't found anybody or know anybody that has coronavirus, but I know exactly what you're saying. Stephanie, we're running up on the clock here.
Okay.
Give us your closing thoughts. What do you want to leave the audience with?
I think what I would leave the audience with is to just stay hopeful, because I do think this is going to pass over pretty quickly. I think that this is just kind of like almost a test run. They're kind of seeing what would happen in a situation like this, but I don't think it's going to be the end all. I don't think it's going to last much longer. So just stay positive.
I agree. Right. That's why we're here. Well, thank you, Stephanie, for joining us. Hopefully we see you again next week.
All righty. Bye.
Stay safe out there.
You too.
There you go. There she goes. Stephanie. And I'll be sure to put all the pages of the amazing guests we had for this transmission in the description bar below. From Quentin, Transcendent Consciousness, Trent, AJ Lloyd, King Guapo, and Stephanie. I'll put all their pages in the description bar below, because this is why we do these things. It is it's a grab bag every time we do these shows. It's again to give people that perspective that they need not only like what they're thinking, but also to hear thoughts from people in Hawaii, people in, you know, Chicago, people in Florida. We had somebody from Puerto Rico the other day. That's why we do these types of things, so that people can hear the actual discussion that's going on. I think, what, how many people is that? Six callers? That's pretty good. I'm actually very proud of that. Six callers, and we talked about a lot of different things, from 5G to the virus, to geopolitics, to deprogramming ourselves, and more. And this is why we do this. This is why I would prefer to have these kinds of conversations, these types of shows, these types of discussions over here, instead of in the chat. You know, people need to know what's going on. And that's why we do these types of shows, talk about these things and more. But unfortunately, gang, we're running out of time, and I don't want this to cut out on me like it did last week. So what I'm going to go ahead and say is thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us. Hopefully we'll be here with you guys next week. I'm going to stop saying coronavirus free because I don't want to jinx myself. You know, I don't want to play fate like that. I just want to say thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining in. I'll be again here with you guys next week, next Tuesday, at the same time frame, talking about these things and more, and allowing you on the show in the next segment, in the two-hour segment. That's why we do these things. I'm very grateful. And if you guys want to support this operation, you want to support what we're doing, think about becoming a Patreon exclusive member. That's what we do. I didn't spend time talking about it, but I mentioned it throughout the course of this, but that's how we're able to still stay afloat and do these types of things. That's why we are so spread thin, from operating on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. If I was better or I could hire somebody, I would have them operate on these alternative platforms like BitChute, Minds, Vero, Halanas, and more. But I'm only one person, and that's why we're able to do these things, is because of you guys supporting us. So if you want to support this operation, you want to help us do more, you want to get the message out there, think about supporting us. Join our Patreon exclusive membership program, patreon.com/freedomfaction. Other than that, I'll catch you guys again next week. Stay safe out there. And remember, guys and gals, stay vigilant, expose lies, and share truth. This is Noisera, Freedom Faction, out.